As I was continuing along in the book of James, as I think I mentioned that we were going to continue for a while, I came up with an interesting question as I was looking at particularly the first few verses. And the question is, where does my wisdom come from? And it's not just me, but I wanted to make sure that I wasn't pointing a finger at anyone. So where does my wisdom come from can be extended, I think, probably to most of us. And when we look at this passage in James, the first thing that came to my mind is, who knew there was more than one kind of wisdom? Well, I suspect all of us had at least some inkling of this, because it's pretty hard to get to the stage that we're at without having read the book of James or had it read to us at least once. But it's a very interesting phrase that James uses in verse 15, where he says, such wisdom does not come down from above. This wisdom is earthly, unspiritual, and devilish, which sounds, it sounds sort of the antithesis of wisdom, doesn't it? It goes on to say, where there's envy and selfish ambition, there's going to be disorder and wickedness. But the wisdom from above is, and then he goes on to talk about the wisdom from above. So he's obviously comparing these two, but how do we have a wisdom that is earthly, unspiritual, or devilish? And I wonder if James is using the language of those around him, or perhaps even using the words of the people that the letter was originally sent to. The book that we call the book of James was sent around as a letter to be read by various congregations. And perhaps what James has identified is people were saying, follow me because I am wise. Follow the wisdom that I am going to describe to you. Because wisdom was a big thing in that time. People who were wise were well regarded. Wisdom was something that people pursued in a way that perhaps we might see an equivalent to people pursuing celebrity today, wanting to be a TikTok or an Instagram influencer or something else and devoting themselves towards that. So wisdom was something that was much more on the tongues of the people of the time. We don't talk about wisdom too much, at least not by that label. We want it in the people that lead us in that, but we might not describe it as such. So when we're looking at this, we need to pay attention to what James is getting at. And I think what James is getting at is, just because you describe yourself as a person of wisdom and what you're doing or suggesting is wise, it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. Just because I call myself something I'm not, I'm still me. I can give myself a new name. I can give myself a title I haven't deserved. I could pretend I had, oh, I don't know, a PhD, or even worse, an MD, and then start dispensing advice, but it wouldn't be true. And just because someone has said this is a wise path for us to pursue, or a wise course to take, it doesn't mean it's wise just because it's been described as such. Because wisdom is something that comes from God. Wisdom is what we call that work of the Holy Spirit within us that allows us to do what is best. It isn't always easy. It isn't always immediately evident that the wise course is what it is. But when we look at wisdom, and when we look at its fruits, if you will, as James says in verse 17, but the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. James is saying that we can choose where our wisdom comes from. And we can choose to describe what we are doing or what we're suggesting in these words as well. But we need to know that if we are pursuing our own selfish ambition, this is the unspiritual and devilish worship that James is talking about. When we think back to some of the earlier passages in James that we've read through this season, you'll notice that he talks about There's no trace of partiality or hypocrisy. That's one of the things that James specifically mentioned when he said, if somebody comes in wearing nice clothes and you give them a good seat, and someone comes in with dirty clothes and you put them at the back or out of the way, so that's partiality. That's wrong. And if we try to pretend we're not doing that, we're deluding only ourselves. And if we call it wisdom, well, it's not. At least it's not the wisdom that we get from God. So where does my wisdom come from? Well, the problem, of course, is that nobody comes to you or comes to me and says, hey, I have this really unwise course that we should follow. I have this really foolish idea that we should do. We don't say that because, well, nobody follows unwisdom or foolishness, at least not in any kind of serious way. So what happens is that when people come to us with these things, it's not because they're lying to us, it's because they don't understand themselves. We fool ourselves sometimes into what we say is wisdom when it's not. And when we look carefully at it, we'll see that it comes from envy or selfish ambition, that we want our own way, and so we couch it in terms of a wise thing to do. Well, how do we know? Well, first of all, we have to know ourselves and do our best to examine our motives when we're suggesting courses of action or when we're looking at things that we should do. We're not always going to get it right. But if we work hard at it, we'll get better at identifying what is truly wise. But how do we tell what with other people? How do we tell the difficult things? Well, unfortunately, we can't always tell at the beginning, but what we can tell is at the end. A harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Wisdom from above is willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits. How we know is by the outcome. If we pursue a course that we think is wise, and it creates division and disunity, anger, envy, bitterness, all of those things, it probably wasn't wise. Now, I'm not saying that we always have decisions and outcomes that are perfectly pleasant. That's not what I'm saying, because sometimes we need to make hard decisions, and sometimes some people, good-hearted people in our community, will disagree with us, and that's part of just living in a world of diversity. But on the whole, who do we go to when we need assistance, when we need advice, when we need wisdom? We go to people who have a track record of making suggestions, of giving leadership in ways that lead to peace, gentleness, mercy, good fruits, all of the things that James talks about. How do I know where my wisdom comes from? Well, I need to look back at some of the decisions I've made that I assumed were wise, or I convinced myself were wise, or I felt were wise, and see what the outcome was. Were things better at the end? Were things healthier? Were things closer, more like Jesus? If the answer is yes, then I think we can say that that was a wise decision. If they weren't, then I need to look at that decision. And I need to look at it as best I can from the perspective that I had then and say, was I fooling myself, or was I simply making a decision without having enough information? Making decisions that turn out not to be wise doesn't mean we were doing them with evil intent. Sometimes it just means we made the decision too quickly, or we didn't seek enough wise counselors. We didn't pray. We didn't contemplate what the outcomes might be. Oh, maybe we made a bad decision, knowing it was a bad decision. I know I have. I have chosen words that I knew would hurt somebody's feelings and did it on purpose, because I was angry, because I wanted to hurt them. I don't call those wise. I didn't call them wise then, and I knew as I was doing them they weren't wise. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about mistakes that we simply make. Part of wisdom is admitting that we have made mistakes and trying to learn from them. Part of wisdom is allowing other people to make mistakes, to help them see where they went amiss, if we know, and to help them create a better way of thinking, a better way of coming to conclusions where that won't happen again. Because our wisdom can come from above, and it can be pure and lovely. It can also come from our own hearts and our own desires, which are often selfish, our own ambitions, which are often self-centered. We need to be aware of that in ourselves, at least as a potential, or it'll be much harder for us to make truly wise decisions. When we read the Old Testament, when we read the Proverbs and the other wisdom literature, we sometimes get the feeling that wisdom is just something that boils down to a couple of lines, that it is just a proverb. But it's more than that. Wisdom is a way of life. A wise person is one who is known as someone who brings peace and goodness, even in the midst of difficult decisions that need to be made, that makes things as good as they possibly can be. And what it comes down to, I think, in some ways, that as we pursue wisdom, part of what we're doing is we're working along with the Holy Spirit within us, becoming ever more, and you've heard me say this many times, ever more the person we were created to be, to do that work that only we can do, because that work is wise work. Doing things that anyone can do needs to be done frequently, but try not to do it at the expense of those things that only we can do. That's why it's so important that we spend time with our families and our friends, those people that we are in close connection with, because we're the only person who's there, who's us. Sometimes wise decision-making means not making a decision and letting someone else do it who is in a better position. Wisdom brings many, many wonderful gifts. And the one that I appreciate the most in me, I think, as I grow in it, is humility. To realize that I don't have all the answers. Oh, I have something to say on almost everything, but that's not the same. I don't have all the answers, and that's okay. There is someone who has the wisdom that I lack, who has the experience that I lack, and if I'm open to them, a much better decision will be made, a much better course of action will be pursued. That's the wisdom that comes from above. And that's the wisdom that we are all working towards. That's the wisdom that we all want, even when sometimes we kind of forget. So this day, perhaps it'll be worth taking a moment to consider, where does my wisdom come from? Just from me or from above? And how can I make it more and more from above? Amen.